January 26, 2016. Okay.
We're going to be hated because of our success. That's a given, right?
Always. But you've known that all along.
Right.
Because we kind of told you all along.
Why we don't stealth?
Well, no. Stealth is what? No, no. Stealth will be more important. Stealth will be because you're saving the world, and they hate every time the world gets saved. People hate when they get saved. They just despise when they get saved. They hate it. They can't stand it. Who are you? Why are you having to save me? Why can't I save myself? What do I got to do to save myself? They're doing that with the ascension right now. They want to be ascended, but they want to do it. They don't want anybody else to help them, because if you've got to help me, then I may not be really ascended. You know, it goes on and on, and the banter goes far and wide.
Yeah.
But just go soft and easy, and when it eases into it and it becomes to that place where it's available, everybody that can choose it wants to, they can. They don't have to. Bless them. That's their choice. Happy days. Many will choose. As the once enough of them choose, then we're going to scoot you right out of the way, happily, safely, and beautifully.
They talk about carbon footprint, and I understand we're moving more and more into carbon. Is that what the Al Gores don't want, that there's too much carbon
right.
pollution in their terms?
Right, right. They're saying
we're
that
going
it's terrible.
In the opposite direction of the meme.
Well, right. Well, see, no, they're saying that carbon footprint, you have to reduce your carbon emissions. And we say, good damn luck, we caused the carbon emissions.
Yeah, and you cause it by changing it so there's less oxygen? That causes more carbon?
Kinda, sorta.
So how did you cause it? What factor did you alter?
The way it applies.
You did that by altering the amino acids, the AL2SO4.
The agar. We changed the petri dish.
And that was an inevitable effect of the marriage of heaven and hell. marriage of the supper bride and all that.
Okay.
No, iron is merging. Non-physicals come forth to create, Carolyn.
I thought the carbon was changed because of all the fires and pollution and radiation.
It is.
Yes, it is.
And the power plants
how you're
and
changing?
The burning stuff. Yes, it's beautiful.
Okay, is there a purpose to you that causing the change?
Yes, you got to have more carbon. You're going to have super sugar that's rampant. If you're going to have C-122, H-197, O-98, you got to have much more carbon. Remember putting the little Cheerio heart, putting the little heart shape, all the little C's, putting them in there wasn't enough place to put the C's? You got to have a way or a world where you can put the C's, and this is going to make it so you can. Now, the world's not going to like it, but the world didn't like the Holocaust either, but it was very necessary, Bob.
Why was the Holocaust necessary?
Had to show them that they were little men.
Oh.
Otherwise, they were God, and they couldn't do that to a God, could they?
Yeah, you made a sentence about 10 minutes ago, and it sounded like the gods will like it. Did you use the word gods in a sentence 10 minutes ago?
Yes, we did. We said that the gods won't like restructure, but the little men will.
Who are the gods? The ascended?
Yeah, gods don't require restructure, but then they'll embrace it. It'll be okay. It'll be more of the last-ditch effort of the little man trying to survive a little bit, and it'll give him some nutrition. Dr. Dean adores those little ridiculous people, so we're going to be patient with it, too. It's okay with us. She really digs those people, and we don't know why, but she does. She cares about them. So in honor of that, we're going to...
It's a pretend stance. You know very well it's a
perfect, and we like it, and we like it, and we like it well, because the stance then becomes an embraceable position. You, unlike us, give them a chance. We don't give them a chance. We say, get happy or get out real fast. Ours is easy.
Mm-hmm.
But this allows them a chance sometimes to go through the motions, emotions, Bob, if you want to have an e-trail applied to this, an emotion, so they can decide that, yes, ascension is what I had in mind. And that's what most of Bob's Bible did, too, was to give them a chance to say, oh, so if I do this, I can have a different life. Yes, I can have a new body. I can have a new life. And then I'm singing, oh, us and Vestal Goodman singing about it. So, hey, it's okay.
Thank you, Ion. Did you have something you wanted to ask about the castles?
Yes.
More castles?
this Margarita de Navarre is a very important person. She started the Protestant rebellion against the Catholics. So she started the French Huguenot. She's more influential than Martin Luther, Ion, or am I wrong on that?
Oh, for sure. Of course. Why do you think we engage with her so, Bob?
So I was around her. I got her going. So that's where I initiated the Protestant and the King James Bible. All those things were my action,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right. Now,
that's when they finished up and they added 440 rooms of pure opulence.
Would you say 440 rooms of pure?
Pure royal elegance.
There it goes again. Elgabel. Fucking, what's the word you're saying?
Opulent.
You got blew, fucked up.
Opulent.
Just said the last word.
Opulence. Opulence? Did you say
yes.
Opulence, Ion?
Yes.
Okay, where was this 440 rooms of opulence, and what's it got to do with the Protestant
Chateau,
Revolution?
Chateau de Chambord has everything to do with it.
The rooms of opulence have something to do with other worlds or
yes.
Margarita? Like, what?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
and
yes,
that's what
yes,
I commanded those.
Yes. Yes.
I commanded them. Now,
yes.
Carolyn was around then. Was she female or male?
Female. You keep asking that. Everybody has both parts, but she's always female. But everybody has both parts.
Was Carolyn like the person that Margarita looked up to, even more than me?
No. She's afraid of Carolyn.
Margarita is.
Yeah.
We're talking about Margarita de Navarre, and she's still alive, and she's afraid of
yeah.
Carolyn.
Absolutely. Because she changed the Chateau de Chambord. They thought portals were in fireplaces. In that castle, they put a fireplace for every day of the year.
Mm. And Marie Antoinette used fireplaces, you know, 100 years later, correct?
Yes,
it
that's
worked for
correct.
Her.
That's right. Because, see, the connection to the outside, the way it draws, a fireplace draws. Well, that draws, that's how you get the whole side of it. The drawing part that slips from world to world, that comes back and forth. And you can come down in through or out to the fireplace, you see. So that's the thing.
That's
so
that was the draft phenomenon I'm experiencing here?
Well, it's an example of it, but no, yours is a little different. You have a little more of an ectoplasmic blah going on. We're going to clean that up, Bob, but we'll wait till you ask us to. You enjoying it too much. So
right.
Enjoy it. It's beautiful.
So there's Carolyn and me, and we're with Margarita. Now, a new name has come up. Peter D'Abano, A-B-A-N-O. He wrote a book called Heptameron. It was a communication with angels, mirrors, etc. Is that book relevant to our scene with Margarita? Was he relevant to what we're talking about here?
Cornelius Agrippa.
I know about Agrippa, yes.
Well, that's what
is
that's
Peter,
about.
You mean Abano ripped off Agrippa?
Yes, that's what it's about.
It's about Agrippa's knowledge. Is Galileo in the mix there? Is he aware of Abano's writings?
He's aware of it,
but is Galileo aware of...
Yes,
and
but it's
Galileo is aware of Agrippa's writings?
Basically,
Galileo
yes.
is aware of Agrippa's writings?
Yes.
Okay.
Pietro D'Abano. Pietro D'Abano.
That's what we're talking about. And is he relevant? You're saying no. Agrippa's more relevant.
No. Agrippa's what he got his stuff from.
Now, who's the he? Did Agrippa get his stuff from D'Abano?
The other way around.
Yeah, D'Abano got it from Agrippa. Okay.
Yes.
Galileo got it from Agrippa. Is that true?
No, Galileo got it from us.
And Galileo is still living.
Certainly. Throws rocks at your windows most days.
Okay, so...
Just one little thing there, just one little caveat. Now, we're not trying to change anything. We've got it dead and laid in the ground. We don't want to dig it back up now. But the connection point. You're going to have several more connectors. You've written your history a certain way. Now you're rewriting your history a new way, and you're fixing to rewrite your history again. It's going to be okay. Just got to go with it.
Just the sentence, did you hear? There was a word, constrictures or something, you said about a minute ago.
Through your scriptures, You've rewritten your scriptures.
Oh, the Bible.
Well, the scripture's
right.
Not just the Bible, but history. See, you write it, and then you rewrite it, and it all comes back. And you've always said, well, that has to do with me. Well, that has to do with me. Well, that has to be. Well, that's because, Bob, you're rewriting it. So, of course, it has to do with you. Who else would it include if it didn't include you? Because already.
Reincarnation. Reincarnation is not possible because there's no time.
That's correct. You only get one eternity, and that eternity is eternal. It's not multi-eternities.
So then when you transition and go to the guff and then you become unconscious, you get into a bliss state, was the original way you described the guff. You don't care about your physical life. You're in bliss. And then you might get a chance to experience it again because you get scooped up by the glass of water.
Yeah.
When you enter the physical, that's what people are calling reincarnation, but you wouldn't call it that.
Yeah, no, it's not really reincarnation because you're not coming in, you're everything. Reincarnation says that Marie Antoinette bites it and somebody comes back as Marie Antoinette. It's not like that. It's like if you call that soul that is a soul that was part of Marie Antoinette and maybe make it part of the larger everybody, that's why your world is progressing. So that's why the babies come in cable ready. So a little bit of Marie Antoinette might be in all of them, but that's a hard press to be a spam. You know, you're spam, the meat spam, everything in a hog, in a can, that's what you are reincarnated as, a spam, is pretty tough. So it's not like that. So you can make words about that, and we'll help you if we can, but no, there is no reincarnation.
Okay, listen, reincarnation is, like the Evergreens say, you die, and then you reborn, and you have another physical existence. You're saying the same thing. We have many physical existences with the intermediate places.
But those eternities don't overlap each other. There's only one eternity. It's not reincarnation. You stay in that same body. Your same body is the same body. It's not a million bodies, and it's not dead people's bodies, and it's not other people's bodies. It's your body.
And that body will experience different life experiences, different phases, and then transitions. Then
some you remember, some you don't. Well, maybe not. You're still in your only one eternity. Regardless of how many roads you travel down, it's still your only eternity. We'll go that way. We don't want to confuse you because you have a pretty good handle on this.
Okay, let me say this. Little man thinks they're eternal, and they think they go through dying and reborning.
That's right. That's
okay.
The reason they can't explain
aberration.
It. Perfect. Well, they can't explain it any other way. See, they can't explain it. Grandma's dead, great-grandma's dead, great-great-great-grandma's dead. Okay. Then you're in a life you were born to the dead people. The dead are now having babies because they have babies. That's your mama. She's dead. Your dead mama had you. How does that work? No, when she was alive. So if she was alive, then she was dead. You see, it becomes a circular thing there that now the walking dead start having babies. Oh, wait. That's sort of how it might be. But even so, from a little man's perspective, it's the only way they can explain it, and perfectly so. Now, what would you ask, Bobby, if you could ask one more good question right quick?
Final question. Did you say that Frank Zappa was murdered? In my memory, you did.
He was.
Are you going to change that now?
He was.
And was he poisoned by the 60 Minutes crew that hung around his early 1988 concerts? They were taping him for many shows. Did they somehow poison him? Is that the way it was done?
No, but they did put some things in that caused him to be happy and ready to go. It wasn't quite like poison. It was almost like an aggravant, like an LSD kind of thing. He slipped out. The opiates were too strong.
Right, and that
it wasn't like poisoning him. It like got him. Be like if you got happy gas, laughing gas, nitrous oxide, it would kill you. You'd get so happy you forget to breathe, and you just go out like that. So
right.
It wasn't like that.
Well, that's a new twist. Every death is a suicide, so you have to make the person want to commit suicide, and they came up with a substance that would do that.
Yeah, nitrous
oxide. Nitrous oxide does it?
Did it for him.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, Ion.
Happy day.
Hey, Ion, I hope this... I hope the recording is clearer. It could be clearer,
wow.
Correct?
Maybe. Try it. Maybe we can
okay.
help. See you soon.